Hello, I'm Mahendra Gupte, and today I will talk to you about logistics and distribution management. The first chapter, introduction and strategy for logistics. But before we get into the chapter and try and understand details, let's first understand what does logistics mean. Definition: the movement of goods, products and raw materials between warehouses, factories and distribution centers. And of course, the delivery of finished products to the customer. And what are the key components of logistics? It includes sales distribution channels, example, the e-commerce, the Amazons and the Flipkarts and all that, wholesale, and elements like customer service, inventory, materials, order processing, and transportation. Why is physical distribution important? It increases sales, improves the shipping, reduces costs, and supports price stabilization. Let's look at each of these in detail. When we say that physical distribution is important and it increases sales, what does it really do, or how is the process followed? Increased sales achieved by using a physical distribution system that ships products faster and more economically, thereby increasing customer satisfaction and sales. Regionalization is a key strategy, with almost 90% of companies planning to work with regional suppliers and distributors. Efficient storage and movement of products are crucial for success in a competitive global market. Achieved by using a physical distribution system that ships products faster and more economically. Try and imagine you ordered something on Amazon and you finally need what? You need the product to reach you. This is where physical distribution comes in. Regionalization, we've all understood what COVID taught us. We need to onshore our suppliers and try and make them as local and as regionally accessible as possible. And it is no wonder that there are almost 90% of companies who are planning to work with regional suppliers and distributors. The reason I'm saying that it is that they are planning is because it's not an easy task. You got to have suppliers in and about around your location to get them to start supplies to you. Efficient storage and movement of products are crucial for success in a competitive global market. We all still work in a push system, wherein we envisage a certain amount of demand, and on that basis, to meet that demand, we order materials for storage and for distribution. And if material is to be stored, it needs to be stored efficiently. Else, you are going to spend more time trying to locate materials in the warehouse rather than actually meet customer requirements. Faster shipping, a significant benefit meeting high consumer expectations for rapid delivery. Nearly half expect packages within 2 to 3 days. Achieved by strategically storing items in various locations across the country to shorten shipping times. What is one of the biggest benefits of physical distribution? Of course, we understood we need products to be delivered. But then what happens to Amazon Prime customers? They get deliveries either in many cases, you know, even on the same day or within a few hours or at the max maybe the next day. Now this 24-hour delivery window has further reduced by Blinkit and the other people with coming where deliveries are made within minutes. How do you think all this happens? This happens because these companies have strategically located storage places close to the customer, depending on a lot of research and a lot of study on the kind of density of customers in a given region. Now, how does physical distribution reduce costs? Transportation, optimized shipping processes reduce extra shipping or storage fees. Inventory, better balance of inventory to meet demand leads to savings on storage fees from holding excess stock. warehousing, efficient product movement, lowest warehousing costs, accurate inventory counts, and software optimized storage space and management. Transportation, we all know, and we just saw on the previous slide, that if you have storage points which are closer to the customer, you are going to have reduced costs in terms of your last mile deliveries. Inventory, when we said that these storage points, the local storage points close to your place, hold inventories, they are holding inventories of those items which by historical data move faster in that particular region or area. So what happens is, if you are able to envisage what kind of inventory you want to hold, you are sure how much space you want, and then you are not paying fees for extra holding stock. Warehousing, every business has to have a warehouse or a distribution center, whatever you call it, where the entire bulk is received and then distribution takes place. In many cases where processes have become more efficient and have become more ingrained into business and locations, you have various locations for warehouses, known as regional warehouses or others. Now, coming to the warehouse, you need to have an efficient system in the warehouse so that you are not wasting time trying to locate material, because bulk warehouses are not small. They run into acres and acres of land. Supports price stabilization. An efficient system capable of quick delivery can prevent price spikes when demand is high and supplies are low. Ensures fulfillment of requirements even during high demand, thus maintaining stable prices. Supports price stabilization. An efficient system capable of quick delivery. If your customer has ordered something and you have promised to deliver it to him within a given time, maybe 24 hours, you can prevent a price spike from the competitor by trying to beat your delivery time, which means that if your delivery physical distribution is in place, then you are, by virtue of an efficient delivery system, you are keeping your customer away, your competitor away, and ensuring that your customer doesn't get price spikes when demand is high. Ensures fulfillment of requirements even during high demand, thus maintaining stable prices. Today, the demand may be 10 pieces for a given item, which is high as of date. And you, at that location, at that regional location, you have only 5 pieces. What do? You ask the customer whether you want 5 pieces and the next 5 will be delivered after 3 days, or he would opt for all 10 pieces to be delivered after 3 days. The choice is of the customer. I've seen this happening and experienced it with Amazon. Now, let's come down to logistics management definition. The part of supply chain management that plans, implements, and controls the efficient, effective forward and reverse flow and storage of goods, services, and related information between the point of origin and the point of consumption to meet customers' requirements. It is crucial for smooth operations covering everything from order processing to the physical distribution of products. Requires strategic planning and data-driven decisions to balance inventory levels, shipping costs, and labor costs. Let's go back to try and understand the definition. That part of supply chain, which means logistics management, is part of the entire supply chain that we are looking at. So it is that part of the supply chain management that plans, implements, and controls the effective forward and reverse flow and storage of goods or services, and related information, of course, between point of origin and the point of consumption. Why is it important? It is crucial for smooth operations, covering everything from order processing to the physical distribution of products. Why are we saying that it is crucial for smooth operations, that of just processing an order and delivering to the customer? Because that is the business we are talking about. For logistics, it is only process starts with sourcing of the material to the delivery of the product, that is the point of origin and the point of consumption. Requires strategic planning. Of course, you need to locate your suppliers, ensure that their supply chains are in place and that your supply chain is not affected because they have a problem at their end. And then decisions to balance inventory levels, shipping costs and labor costs. Either of these costs or levels going up or down is going to affect your business. What are the seven C's of logistics management? Logistics management functions are interwoven, elements crucial for operational success. The seven C's enhance efficiency, reliability, and sustainability. Let's start understand the seven C's. Connect, create, customize, coordinate, consolidate, collaborate, and contribute. Connect, there has to be a connect between all the stakeholders that are part of the logistics management. Create, you are going to create a process, a movement where material moves from one point to the other. Customize, this is where you will pamper the customer and ensure that he gets what he wants when he wants it. Coordinate, if you want to satisfy your customer, you need to coordinate and have an open communication right through the system so that you are able to deliver. Consolidate, you cannot be sending 1,000 orders of 1,000 pieces every time as a single piece delivery. Yes, it is right that finally the customer wants only one piece, but you cannot afford to send 1,000 people out with one piece each. What you are going to do is consolidate and try and see how best you can reduce your operating costs for the transportation. Collaborate. You need not hold all inventories. We just understood you have regional warehouses. You need not hold all the inventory at the same place for all the products. You can collaborate with your suppliers to deliver at location or closest to the delivery location and then take over the process from there for final distribution or delivery to their customer. And contribute, the process has to contribute to the overall success of logistics management. Connect, let's understand them in detail. Involves establishing strong relationships with suppliers, customers, and partners. Leveraging modern communication tools and platforms is key in the digital age. Emerging technologies for connection, 5G and the Internet of Things, enhance real-time communication and collaboration. As I said earlier, we need to connect with all the stakeholders in the entire process. Involves establishing strong relationships. Now here, when we are talking of connect, we are not talking of just communication tools. We are talking of an understanding or a business relationship which is far ahead or far above than the normal supplier and customer relation or the supplier and buyer relationship. Leveraging modern communication tools and platforms is key in the digital area. Gone are the days where people would still use an email. Yes, you would want to have a call with somebody and then follow it up with an email so that there is an official communication in place. But that is only to give you a backup. Otherwise, most of us are talking on mobile phones or maybe through apps or the other social media platforms that are available on our mobiles. Emerging technologies for connection. 5G and the Internet of Things enhance real-time communication and collaboration. The Internet of Things has made it very, very easy to track where your shipments are, or you can offer this as a customer service to your customers to let them locate where their transactions, where their orders are. Doesn't it happen to us all? Either it is Flipkart or whether it is Amazon or any other e-commerce platform. And then what ensures that this connectivity is quick and fast? That is the 5G connectivity. The 5G connectivity is nothing else but a certain higher speed of internet connectivity that is made available to all of us. Create, focuses on innovation and developing effective systems and processes to address dynamic market needs. It involves staying updated with industry trends, technological advancements, and experimenting with new ideas. Looking to the future, artificial intelligence, AI, machine learning, and advanced data analytics open new avenues for creativity and innovation in logistics. Focuses on innovation and developing effective systems and processes to address dynamic market needs. You all must have read or heard about the recent incident where Flipkart, as the first on a very first surprise to their customers, started delivering items in 10 minutes flat. Now, this was without announcing that they were getting into the immediate delivery or the grocery delivery or the fresh vegetable delivery process. And of course, they tried this process not with vegetables or fresh foods, but with items that customers ordered online, and they surprised customers by delivering them in 10 minutes. The case in the papers was, or in the news, was where somebody had ordered a mobile phone and he got it delivered within 10 minutes from Flipkart. Now, this is where you innovate and develop effective systems and processes to address dynamic market needs. This wasn't a real example in terms of Flipkart did not need to do it for a 10 minute delivery for a mobile phone. But what they were testing was, are they capable? Are their systems effective? And are they able to process and address the dynamic market needs? Involves staying updated with industry trends, technological advancements, and experimenting with new ideas. Now, this triggers off a new study or a study by other competitors of Flipkart to try and see how they can go a step ahead. Maybe not in terms of reducing the 10 minutes to 9 minutes, but to offering better service to their customers in whatever way they can. This is again an area for innovation that logistics management helps you to look at. Looking to the future, artificial intelligence, AI, machine learning, and advanced data analytics open new avenues for creativity and innovation in logistics. As we understood, finally, the business all depends on a demand forecast that a planner is trying to look at. Now, how can you help this demand forecast to become more accurate? You can use artificial intelligence, because then artificial intelligence, with the kind of data that it can access across the internet, it gives you what is likely to be your demand for your product in the near future. And mind you, the reports have been that artificial intelligence has definitely improved demand forecasting. Customize. Tailoring services to meet the unique needs and expectations of each client. Essential due to evolving consumer expectations, especially with the rise of e-commerce. Keeping pace with evolving customer expectations, technologies like AI, big data, and additive manufacturing, 3D printing, will enable greater personalization. Customize tailoring services to meet the unique needs and expectations of each client. Let's say today I'm in Mumbai, I can order an item to be delivered to Pune or New Delhi, wherever I want, with a valid address for that delivery location. Now, what happens in this case? The item need not be in stock closer to the place of ordering, but it needs to be closer to the place of delivery. So you now can imagine what kind of a shift in inventory needs to take place. Although the order originates from the customer, that is me, in Mumbai, the delivery is what is important, because finally you have got to be closer to the customer's delivery point, not to the customer's order point. If both the delivery and order point are the same, well, you don't have a problem. But otherwise, you've got to think how you can ensure delivery takes place quickly. Just stretch your imagination to a little further. If the location of delivery is changed from these major cities to a slightly lower status city in the interiors of Maharashtra. Let's say we are looking at a place either beyond Mahabaleshwar. If that is the case, then the entire dynamics again would change, because now you got to locate a warehouse where this item is available and is closest to the customer. Guess you are getting the point. Essential to evolving consumer expectations, especially with the rise of e-commerce. The kind of competition that every e-commerce platform, when they come out into business, they are trying to bring out a USP that only they have. Now, in that case, there is always improvement that they come up with. Everybody comes up with trying to be better off with respect to the customer. Keeping pace with evolving customer expectations, technologies like AI, big data, and additive manufacturing, 3D printing will enable greater personalization. Now, you have a customer who is remote, but he wants a wonderful packaging, or the item that is to be delivered needs to be packed in a certain way. You can use 3D printing to generate that kind of packaging. The capabilities of 3D printing today, though limited, it has absolutely no limits, just like what AI can do. Coordinate. Efficiently managing and synchronizing various logistics activities to ensure smooth operations in complex multi-tier supply chains requires meticulous planning, organization, and the use of advanced logistics management systems. Revolutionizing supply chain management. Technologies like blockchain, AI, and machine learning can enhance tracking, transparency, and operational efficiency. Efficiently managing and synchronizing various logistics activities to ensure smooth operations in complex multi-tier supply chains. What are we talking about here? Let's understand a little with an example. Let's say you order 5 items on Amazon or any of the e-commerce platforms that you are familiar with. Now, 3 of them are hardware items. That is, you are looking at maybe some computer peripherals, a USB, mouse, and maybe a cable. And 2 of the other items are eatables. Now, the suppliers at that e-commerce are totally different. This is what we are talking of as multi-tier supply chains. Each of the products will have a different supply chain for delivery at the e-commerce business. Now, if you have for 5 items, you are going to have 5 different supply chains. You need to plan each of them, each in inventory of each of the product, so that you can react as quickly as possible to the customer's requirement. Revolutionizing supply chain management. Technologies like blockchain, AI, and machine learning can enhance tracking. We learn and understand blockchain a little later, but it is one of the most transparent processes that can be generated, and that too beyond geographical constraints. Consolidate focuses on streamlining processes, reducing costs, and improving efficiency by bringing together resources and operations. Examples include consolidating shipments, integrating logistics services, or merging operations. Seeking opportunities for consolidation. Expect more mergers, acquisitions, shared platforms, and the use of autonomous vehicles and drones. When we are talking of consolidate, let's understand what it focuses on. Focuses on streamlining the process, reducing costs, and improving efficiency by bringing together resources and operations. Examples include consolidating shipments. Right in the beginning, when we saw the definition of consolidate, we understood that when you are wanting to send a shipment to 10 customers in and around, let's say, the central part of Mumbai city, what are you going to do? You are going to club all the requirements of all the customers in and around central Mumbai, put it onto one truck, Now, in that one truck, what are you going to do if you are going to have, if you have by chance, five different distribution points there in the central part of Mumbai? You are going to demarcate or club, further break down and consolidate the five locations separately so that you have five big parcels in that one truck. Now the truck moves out of your warehouse. It delivers the first one at the location one, second one at location two, and so on. What has happened? It's one trip covering the entire central Mumbai with five different parcels, which need not be further consolidated, but need to be segregated and assigned to delivery boys to deliver it to the location. Now come a little further and try and understand. Let's say there are six customers in one building complex. You're definitely not going to use six people to deliver those six products. You're going to ask one guy to pick up all the six products and deliver them to that one location. You have further consolidated the individual delivery or the last mile delivery to your customers. Seeking opportunities for consolidations, expect more mergers, acquisitions, shared platforms, and the use of autonomous vehicles. When we are talking of expect more mergers, we expect the logistics part of the supply chain being merged together, which means that there would be, the day is not far where you would have two competitors merging or using the same transport company because it offers a better rate of transportation from point A to point B. This is possible. In fact, it is happening today. Acquisitions, where small people who cannot bear the competition get taken over by the bigger giants. Shared platforms, the software or the platforms that are generated or used by each of these e-commerce platforms, again, are more or less the same logically. And there could be a sharing of the software between two companies. Collaborate. Vital for leveraging shared resources, knowledge and capabilities to achieve common objectives and greater competitive advantages. Involves working with partners, suppliers, and even competitors through joint ventures or sharing best practices. The role of AI and collaboration. Future collaboration will include partnerships between humans and machines, example AI and robotic process automation. Collaborate, vital for leveraging shared resources, knowledge, and capabilities to achieve common objectives and greater competitive advantage. Take an example to understand this collaboration further. Let's say you have a supplier who is Delhi based and you have an order in Delhi itself. Would you want to service that requirement from the warehouse in Delhi, which does not have stock, unfortunately, or you would like to meet that requirement from the warehouse which is close to Mumbai? The answer is, you would ask your supplier who's based in or around Delhi to deliver the product as and when required at the Delhi warehouse and meet the customer's requirement in the shortest possible time. What are you doing? You are saving on costs of transporting the item from Mumbai to Delhi. Of course, now depending on the inventory that is in Mumbai, you would want to do this, follow this process only for the one supply or the one demand in Delhi and immediately trigger off a replacement or a replenishment from Mumbai warehouse to the Delhi warehouse. This is where collaboration would take place. Involves working with partners, suppliers, and even competitors through joint ventures or sharing best practices. This is what we just saw in the earlier point, where we are talking of using same platforms, same transporters between partners, suppliers, and even competitors. Role of AI and collaboration. Future collaboration will include partnerships. If some of you do not know, Amazon currently uses automated vehicles in their warehouses to move materials where they are devoid of human intervention. Contribute. Aims to contribute positively to the industry, society, and the environment through logistics operations. involves adopting sustainable practices, contributing to research and development, and participating in community initiatives. Working toward a sustainable future, focus on greener transportation, renewable energy, and circular economy initiatives. Aim to contribute positively to the industry, society, and the environment through logistics operations. Each company in India has a CSR, a customer orientation program, where they try and see what they can, how they can contribute towards society. A lot of them run some free medical camps, checkup camps, eye checkup camps, stuff like that. The other part is how do they contribute to the environment through logistics operations. We all know logistics operations or physical distribution means the use of transportation vehicles from point A to point B. Now, if you are able to replace the carbon fuel vehicles with electric vehicles, which is currently the trend, then you would have saved a lot of greenhouse gases for the environment. Involves adopting sustainable practices, contributing to research and development, and practicing in community initiatives. There are companies who are doing research or who have appointed smaller companies or even institutes to research on the kind of packaging and alternatives to packaging that they can use so that they are much more sustainable in the coming future. Working towards a sustainable future, focusing on greener transportation, renewable energy, and circular economy initiatives. Circular economy initiatives include recycling of packaging materials, especially for white goods, where the packaging is big and quite cumbersome to dispose of. Logistics. What is the importance of logistics in today's global market? Logistics is the lifeblood of international commerce, ensuring the effective movement of goods across vast distances. The global logistics market generated approximately $4.09 billion in revenue in 2022, with projections indicating a rise to $12.09 billion by 2030. So we are talking of approximately 3-time increase in a period of about 6 to 8 years. That is the kind of volume, or rather the market, that logistics is. Key roles of logistics in international trade: efficient supply chain management, optimizing the flow of goods, information, and finances, cost reduction and efficiency, streamlining operations to lower transportation, inventory, and warehousing costs. Efficient supply chain management, optimizing flow of goods. This is understood. That's part of the supply chain. Why are we talking of information and finances? Because supply chain management doesn't mean only the flow of goods. It means the flow of information and finances, definitely from the customer to you and from you to your supplier. Cost reduction and efficiency, streamlining operations to lower transportation. Who doesn't want anything free, including the e-commerce platform company that you are looking at? Well, everybody wants transportation costs to reduce, inventory to be at the minimum, and warehousing costs to be negligible. Why logistics matters globally? Key roles of logistics in international trade: enhance customer satisfaction. Timely and accurate delivery directly impacts customer experience and loyalty. Accelerated global market expansion, enabling companies to rapidly penetrate new markets. Improved inventory management, balancing stock to meet demand while avoiding excess. Enhanced customer satisfaction, timely and accurate delivery directly impacts customer experience and loyalty. When we are talking of timely and accurate delivery directly impacts customer experience and loyalty, we have seen it locally. Now try and imagine if you are wanting to repair something, let's say, or something is not working in your house and you are one of those people who do it yourself guys, and you want to do that repair job at home. You want a particular part or a bearing, just let's say you order it, and the site that you place the order on says that it will be available after 6 days because it has to be imported from wherever. If that is the case and they deliver it to you in 5 days, you would definitely have a better customer satisfaction level with that company than anybody else. Accelerated global market expansion, enabling companies to rapidly penetrate new markets. A lot of medicines, for example, are still imported into India, especially from the giants like Pfizer and others. There are also other products. Why go so far? Look at the vehicles that are on the road. Today, many companies are still importing a major chunk of their EV batteries from China rather than making everything in-house. It is the sheer capacity of making batteries in India that is going through a big change and a big increase in years to come. Improved inventory management, balancing stock to meet demand while avoiding excess. With lead times that can go into months for deliveries from the time you place an order with your supplier to meeting customer requirements tomorrow, inventory management has and plays a very, very important role. And that is where, since it is under logistics matters. Risk mitigation and resilience. Diversifying supply chain sources and routes to reduce vulnerability. Facilitation of international trade agreements, ensuring compliance and enhancing trade relations. Environmental sustainability and compliance. Adopting eco-friendly practices for long-term cost savings and corporate social responsibility. Risk mitigation and resilience, diversifying supply chain sources and routes to reduce vulnerability. What happens with each of us? We stick to ordering from one place, or let's say the family has a particular supermarket or a app on your mobile from where you get your regular monthly groceries. But it is not true that all the items that you want in a particular month are always available from that same one location, whether it is a supermarket physical or virtual on your mobile. And then you need the item. So what do? You look at other locations or other either physical locations or other options on your mobile. And as a customer, you do not wait for the original supermarket or the original app to give you that product. This is where risk mitigation and resilience comes in terms of a customer wanting a product. Look at it from the other side of the e-commerce platform that is trying to meet your requirement. So they have got to scramble and find out the best solution to overcome this risk of running out of stock when a customer needs a product. Facilitation of international trade agreements, ensuring compliance and enhancing trade relations. Most of you are exposed to international trade, but let me remind you that there has to be total compliance and a compliance to rules and regulations of the importing and the exporting countries. So if you are importing into India, you have to have compliance and acceptance of rules and regulations in the country. And if you are exporting, you got to honor and respect the compliance and rules and regulations of the exporting country. Environmental sustainability and compliance, adopting eco-friendly practices for long-term cost savings and corporate social responsibility. Even if somebody overlooks the long-term cost saving, they cannot overlook the corporate social responsibility, because the consumer today is growing much more faster in terms of knowledge, and his expectations from the company are going much faster. There are customers today in the market who are ready to pay extra for recycled packaging rather than fresh packaging at maybe a lower cost.